divided, all the people that are coming to Shabbaton are divided into which car they're going to go into. So he has all the information. So he'll let, if he didn't let you know yet, he'll let you know tomorrow, right? And some people know already. And then he has the instructions for the drivers, the directions. So every group should speak to their respective driver to find out what time they're leaving. Okay, and we'll let you have more information as we go along. Today, we're going to continue the Indian of Boirer. We're going to go a step further.
Okay, now what do you have to say? Okay, I'm over here. We discussed that there's a din of Boirer of La'alter. Now, La'alter is a chiyuv to have La'alter. And then it's mutter, according to Rav Rishonim, only ochel from Psoas. Right? Who says even from Psoas of ochel is La'alter? Huh? Oh, sorry, it's a little bit over there.
I'll go to Mordechai right away, or maybe from Suda to Suda, or within the Suda, you have the whole Suda, right? I didn't show them of what the altar is.
This is the question.
And that is there something called super la'alter?
What do you mean by super la'alter? Where it's mamish when eating. So is that more cow than la'alter? And maybe, we'll see, maybe if it's mamish la'alter, meaning mamish b'shas achila, then maybe the kuli alba, you can be borer. That's the question. Whereas if it's la'alter, that's coded the Suda, or within the Suda, a couple of hours during the Suda. So that's la'alter, and that's the code you say for the Korean artist, when you have to have that code from Solos, you can Solos alone. But what about Bishas Achila Mamish? What's the din of Bishas Achila Mamish? Would there be any difference? Perhaps one could suggest that Bishas, because what's the whole idea of La'alter when it's regular La'alter? That's called the Derech Achila. So maybe, but when you're Mamish eating, you're Mamish eating, and maybe you should be able to, if there's a pit or a piece of soil on it, maybe you could even take the soil away. Or no? Or do we say no? Again, assuming, not like to say for Machia, assuming that you need ochel before the soil is even wild. But maybe one could suggest that if it's mamish b'shas achila, mamish when you're eating, what I call super la'alter, maybe then it can even be more makeup. And say then anything goes. Maybe not an apple, not under the plate, but certainly even so was a bone. Because maybe that's cool. That's mamish derech achila. That's mamish b'shas achila. Now, first let's discuss it in Svara. And then we'll see how the Rishonim discuss it, and the Acharonim discuss it, and then we'll see.
Maybe.
only when the regular did a la'al get called a suda. So then, that's not mamish b'shas achila. So then it shouldn't look like derech bora and derech achila. And rather derech achila, you have to take the olchem from the salts. For 1 second. But maybe, if you mamish are eating, you mamish have the watermelon in your... on your knife, on your fork, and there's a pit there, so maybe you can just take the pit off and put it, or not. Or do we say no? La'alter is like any la'alter. There's no difference between la'alter a half an hour before and what's happening before. The Gemara doesn't say that at all. Right, in other words, we didn't see this in the Gemara, because this is a new category called, I call it, Lalder Ramish, Lubavish, super Lalder. Mamish Bishas Achim, first day.
So the Gemara is
over. In other words, maybe Bishas Achim Lubavish, it should be a kula, even according to the Rambam, that needs all from Tocham Solas. It's important to say from Machmir, that's what we're talking about. Well, the Sefer HaMachria permits solas we talk of Ochel even in the regular law, even in the half an hour law. And then we'll be talking about it. But within the Rabbi Hanada and the Rambam will say that no, when it's la'alter, it still has to be open to talk of solas. Maybe there's a smart to say that when it's mamish for Shasti Achila, then you can even take the solas and talk of. Do you like the spark? Let's talk the spark. Then we'll talk and see if what we've shown him maybe or maybe not say. The Bianchi, what do you say?
I don't think you can say it's a concept of super law. Yeah, what if it has something before and then you push it off and something happens? You don't.
Well, I mean, what if you make a bracha? you'll eat it. I mean, a person can make a bracha and Lachmon Lutzlan will drop dead. I mean, Chas V'Shol. You know? So what if that Chas V'Shol? You're not choshish for that, right? Anything can happen. No, but you're saying Goynus. You don't realize the Goynus you're saying. You're saying the Ritvan Chulin in Daf Chav Gimel, right? Right, okay, I hear what you're saying. So the Ritvan discusses what if you make, you wash the tilis yadayim for bread. You wash your hands, you make a shaykh l'shon mitzvah shaykh tzivan ol tilis yadayim. And then, all of a sudden, you decide, you know, I don't want to eat bread. So is that a bracha levatol or not? So the Ritva says it's not a bracha levatol. Because Lamaisa, when you washed, b'shas, you washed and made the bracha, you had in mind you're getting bread. Later you change your mind. You have Tzvi, Vazokter. Do you like the svar or not? What?
Yeah, I like the svar.
You like the svar?
When we talk bore or outer, we usually talk about preparation.
Right.
It's not preparation.
He's not
preparation,
it's mamish.
So it makes sense that it's different. One's preparation, one's just eating. After everything's prepared.
Yeah, so you like the svar. The bisvara, you could hear that if it's b'shas achila mamish, then you could even take what? The psalos from the oichel. And Rev Daniel Schwechter, the tzaddik.
I'm not a fan of the svar, only because once we start making the line between shas achila, what's really the altar, super the altar, you come up with, I don't even see where the svar comes from. I can see where the story comes from. If we start playing with the line, it's very dangerous. Very dangerous playing with the line.
A slippery slope.
Yes, slippery slope.
I'm saying slippery slope. He's saying it's a slippery slope here.
It's not a very distinctive line. What's preparation? What's preparation while you're eating or when the food's in front of you? Let's say it's on your plate and you're about to.
I think we should make, I mean, is it so hard to distinguish between preparing the meal and when one is sitting down and eating the meal?
But then how could preparing the meal be law? How could they not be law, including sitting down while the altar is of course sitting down?
No, but maybe that's super law. That's not mishpashas achila. That's, you know, Jacob Schulder says the statement in the Gemara. It doesn't say in the Gemara. Yeah, because the Gemara is talking about preparation. This is not preparation. You don't say, when you're eating the chicken, and there's a piece of dirt on the chicken while you're eating it, and you push it aside. You don't say that's preparation. That's b'shas yachila. That's your way of eating. Way of eating is if you see something that's no good while you're eating, you push it aside. What?
In the Rishonim that we did on the altar, they went to the extent of how far, you know, how long of a time.
Yeah, because they're talking about preparation. I want to know, maybe.
There was one that said that it's not preparation for sitting in front of, it's preparation when you're sitting down.
Well? So you're not happy? You don't have to be happy. Her Weinblatt?
Kind of like what Tzadik Shvach was saying.
Yeah, what is the Tzadik Shvach? Yeah.
No, I think that there needs to be some sort of gender. Like, if you come to be mastered over here, then you will be mastered in another place as well. So you need some sort of gender. So you don't have to do it. Even now, therefore it's us. Even super loud.
He's saying even super loud is us. So the only one who likes it is Svi Selinger? The lonely man of faith? Jacob? You're not into it? It would have been mentioned. You're a purist. Shoulder, you're like the Chazanish. You're like the Chazanish. This is typical of the Chazanish. The Chazanish writes about this. You know, if the thing would have been so, it would have been spelled out in Shas. Right? Chazanish says it here, he says other places. That's the Chazanish's way. You're a purist. See, the Chazon Ish wasn't so much into, you know, yeah, making svaras and, you know, original, you know, svaras. It's a svara, right? That doesn't say it in the Gemara. But it's a svara. It might not be a bad svara. Okay, now, let me show you that there's a machlokes achronim about this, and then that the Bir Halacha points out. Then we're going to go through two or three rishonim, and we're going to read them carefully, and I want you to tell me whether you think the rishonim are saying like Selinger, Shlita, or they're saying like Schwechter and Weinblatt, Shulder, these come in. Okay? So who's the machlokis achronim? So take a look. Look on page 1. Habur psoilis. Zeh loshon Rambam. Vahaynu afilu la'alte. Hilach hazman afilu okum tochum soschai. Deiz vizyot. V'yeshli stopik, says the Bir Halacha. You have a suffix. Im shem bora munach datuk shem bora mikodem. Is the whole din bora only if you're doing it beforehand in preparation? Umekim lechol la'alte. Aval be'esach hila gufa. But while you're eating mamish, Sha'ochid b'yado. You have it in your hand. Verotz alechol, motzi apsos mashlicho, lo shayach borer. Maybe that's not called borer. Where Shulder says it's not in the Gemara. You know what it reminds me of? They once asked from Moshe Soloveitchik, Zatzal, how do you know that Esrog Hamurkov is possible? Doesn't say Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam. So you know what he answered? It said Esrog, and that's not an Esrog. Same thing over here. It says Borer. That's what Borer means. Borer means preparation, not Achilo. Lo shayach boreh. Second line. Afshar osa dovar zeh kodem achila. Vizeh derech machal. That's derech machal. Or no? Odilma lo. Lo shno. Maybe there's no difference. Like you fellas wanted to say. That any boreh is also even if it's b'shas achila mamsh. אלא צורך להשליחו אחר שיוכל דווקא או שישליח ולא אוכל אימו ומוצאסי בספר ברכי יוסף שכוסף שנחלקו בדובר מרי אבולאפיה ומרי צהלום ומרי אבולאפיה right? That's a famous Sephardic Turkish name אבולאפיה and then growing up we had friends and family, whatever, and my mother's family is fine. We had Abulafias that we were always visiting us. Abulafia family. Not Ashkenazi, we have. So, machlokes between the Marie Abulafia and the Marie Tzalom. That's the Marie Tats. Shea Marie Mekel. The Maria Bulafia says Lakula, meaning that if it's B'shas Achila Mamish, then what? You can even take what? Silas from Noivo. The Maria Tats Oyser. And he asks. That's all we have to see now. That's all we have to see now. So the Bir Alocha says that this issue is a machlokes achloim between the Maria Bulafia and the Maritats. That the Maria Bulafia says is b'shas achila mamish. That's not boring. And it doesn't even have to be ochem b'docham sol. So you even know what? Ochem sol och. Ah, it doesn't say b'shas. Esro. That's what the word boring means. Maritas says no. No such thing. Okay? Now what I'd like to do with you now. The Bir Halacha is going to quote these Rishonim, but I don't want you to be tainted the way the Bir Halacha understands the Rishonim. I want you to see the Rishonim on your own. And for each Rishon, I want you to tell me, is he saying like Moreinu Harav Tzvi Salavak, who is the protege of the Mari Abulafia. And the other Kaver, who are the proteges of the Mari Tats. Good. And here I have the so the first Rishon that we have to look in is the Ramban. The Ramban, you know the Ramban. Page 3. Ramban is an Agumar. The Ramban the Ramban discusses the Gemara. Remember, originally the Gemara thought that if it's bo bayom, it's mutter, like ula, right? If it's bo bayom, it's mutter. If it's right, we have five pshatim in the brisa. So one of the pshatim is bo bayom is mutter, and then the Gemara says b'chimuta lafos the bo bayom b'chimuta lvashel bo bayom perish mstaba kasaba rabba. Shame. And then the Gemara says maybe pachas mikashir, right? That pachas mikashir is mutter. Then the Gemara says b'chimuta lafos pachas mikashir perish mstaba kasaba rabba she'ein b'borer pachas mikashir chiyuv ke'ofer pachas mikashir. Shane David Bear, they're brave of a kach. Whereas originally, the Havamina was that if it's pachas mikashir, it's mutter because that's not derech borer. It's not derech borer if you do it pachas mikashir. What is it like? Ela ka'ochel, it's like eating, umotza psolus b'chaticha. And while you were eating, you found a piece of psolus on the food you were eating. Shu ochel. Umafrish psolus mitoch ochel, who shemutter. That's mutter. Whereas the Gemara thought originally that eating pachas mikashir, that's not derech borer, it's derech achila. It's parallel to the case of eating a piece of food and you find the psolus on it. Now what? So what do you do? What do you do? Ochel, umachris psolus, we talk ochel, shemutter. That is for sure mutter. The question is, do we compare pachas mikashir to that or not? But that scenario is definitely mutter. The scenario of ochel, umotza psolus for ochel, shemu ochel, umutter. That's what the Ramban says. So that line in the Ramban has to be understood. Is this Ramban saying what the Maria Balakya and his protege say? Or not? What do you think of Shah in this line of the Ramban is? Think for a second. Is the Ramban saying this idea of wow, Ramanish, which is derech achila, shas achila?
Wait, Yoni had his hands first.
Can't learn out, say you have a piece of dirt in your soup, right? Or a bug in your soup. You want to say you have a bug before you eat soup. Well, you're not going to put the bug in your mouth.
So you just
want to
take out.
We're
saying that the Rambam would say it has to be that you eat soup and the bug is in your mouth.
Then you just spit it out. Or there's something a pebble. But to take it out before you put it in your mouth,
He wouldn't be mad.
So therefore, you guys are looking maritats.
More so.
Can you spit out the whole piece?
Does that mean you can out the piece? He has to take the bite of the piece. He realizes there's something in his teeth that he couldn't take out. Then he can pull out the sauce and he couldn't take back in. Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay. Either way, maybe. But at least you had to at least put it in your mouth. All right.
I mean, it's a good svara, if you're saying, but I disagree, because...
You disagree in the Pshat and the Ramban?
No, with what Ben and Kirsch were saying.
In the Pshat and the Ramban?
Yeah. The reason why I disagree is because if it reaches that point where it's already been in their mouth, and then they're allowed to spit it out, I'm saying if it's ushered to be in the first place, so you can't put it in your mouth... Technically, and say so. If that happened, then you're allowed to spit it out. It's accidental. It's, I mean, you didn't do it on purpose. So then you would be allowed to spit it out. But since the way I look at it, you shouldn't be allowed to do it in the first place. So if you did do it,
in the first place?
The pork. You could use souls for that. No, but if you can't, if you're saying what? Well, you just want to go out. I was trying to mistake.
Yes, sir.
Literally, if the spouse has three borum separating when it's going in your mouth, because borum will apply when it's.
No, so that for sure, Lachara, should be mutter. Right? In other words, he's saying that the Havamina, the Gemara thought that Pachas Mikashir is like a certain case, which is Vadei Mutter. Right? So what is that certain case? Does Ramban mean to say only when it's in your mouth? Or does Ramban mean to say anything b'shas achila?
You see that idea would be so obvious that wasn't your mouth and separated. So maybe he's taking a step back and saying at the time of eating, b'shas achila.
Right. In other words, that was the havamin of the Gemara that why chatzishir should be mutter, because they say chatzishir should be like this case that's not derech borer. So which case is it that Ramban is saying that derech borer? Does he mean to say any case that's b'shas achila, or dafke case where you put it in your mouth and then you spit it back? That's the question.
So instead of maybe more like someone like Svi saying that, maybe the reason why Ram states this is that saying that case would be too obvious, just to get a step back. The case went to the mouth. It's obvious that like it wouldn't be boring.
So right, but the Ramban doesn't necessarily have to say, this line in the Ramban doesn't have to necessarily be a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Chatzishir, he's explaining why the Gemara thought in the Havamina that Chatzishir is Mutter. The Chatzishir should be parallel to that case. But that he doesn't necessarily say a Chiddush in that case. So even though it could be it's totally obvious.
It's all stated.
Yeah. Even though you could say, the other possibility is to say that when you find this psalus in your mouth, then you have to spit the whole thing out, not just the psalus. So that could be a chiddush also, that you could just spit out the psalus. See?
I mean, it's a good way in the Ramban.
Which way?
What they said.
You think your way is...
I mean, it doesn't say anything about in the mouth. That's a fine way of reading it, but it doesn't...
He doesn't say about in the mouth, but what does he say?
Let's read the Lashon! Read the Lashon! Don't read it, read the Lashon!
What does he say? Kirsch! Let's look inside. Okay. Ochel. He's eating. Lots of psalos b'chaticha. And he finds psalos in the chaticha. Now you guys are learning that means he found it in the psalos in the chaticha in his mouth. Or No, or you could mean, in other words, he sees the solar season before, like the pits of the water bill. He sees the pits in there, but he still puts it in his mouth, and then he spits it out. Well, what's the lashon shehu ochel? Yeah, shehu ochel u'mafrish psolos mitoch ochel shehu mutter. What's the lashon shehu ochel?
While he's eating.
Is ochel while he's eating meaning that he put it in his mouth?
No, it's his
hands. Food's on the plate.
Food's on the plate.
It means on his fork. It doesn't mean that it had to be docked in his mouth. So you think that Kirsch and Goldstein are going a little too far? You think that Kirsch and Goldstein, the two honorary Sephardim...
Why should there be a...
That's an original
kiddush,
what they're saying.
Who?
Yeah.
I think we're more
than Shabbat. I mean, they're saying something that we don't know up until now. You can put it in your mouth and spit it out. It's going to be boring. There's no reason to assume that that was
boring. That's not boring.
No, but what's...
The question is, will the Ramban be Mekel even be...
No, they don't need to even tell them.
No, he's not trying to, like Yosef was saying, he's not trying to say a Chiddush in that case. He's saying the Chatzi Shia case is parallel to this case, which is Mutter. So what is that, this case that's Mutter? So a Shas Achila case. The question is, does he mean Shas Achila Dafka Mamish when you... Or even before, yeah.
If he was going to say the other case, trying to say that it was falling asleep, that's actually a fetish. Why wouldn't that kind of say that it's definitely parallel? It's not true. It must be that it's actually a snap.
Why? I mean, if he was saying that case was so, he would be assuming that it's Prussian that's so too. Well, I mean, maybe there are Baruchs, there would be no Machlokas. There's no Machlokas in the Gemara about that. Machlokas is Achron afterwards. There are Ban, that was after.
According to Kirsch, how could you ever do Bayer the club? Out is only you get them sticking in your mouth and then you can do Bayer. I don't understand.
No, the question is, when you say you have psolos in your food, can you remove the psolos from the food, right?
So it's from life.
B'shas achila. We said it's a machlokes achronim. But it was normally in Hilchos Borei we pass through like the Rambam that you need ochel from psolos, not psolos from ochel. But maybe that's only if it's regular out there. But if it's super out there, meaning mamish b'shas achila, then what? Then maybe that's okay. So the question is, could we bring a riot to the Ramban to the Maria Bulafia's Kula or not? So don't think it's things we can. And Sri Salagot says we can't. But Goldstein and Kirshner say no, there's no riot to the Maria Bulafia.
The only place you should.
No. I think it's fair to say he doesn't. If he holds it, Tosfos Shmuel is nothing to talk about. Right, you're right. If he holds it, Tosfos Shmuel is all right, but I think it's, we'll have to check. I think it's fair to say he doesn't hold like this. Let's assume he doesn't hold like Tosfos Shmuel.
I think that there's even more of a riot.
Is that a verb or a noun?
I think it's a verb.
If he's saying, Brother Pinkus, that the ochel is a verb, raising. You say, Alan says, of course it's a verb, but still.
Huh? Shalom. There's no way. You just said Shas Achila.
No.
When you're
what are you doing, Shas
Achila?
Yeah, you like his food.
Usually
you have to have a scholar in all the Ramban's writings. Okay, Rabosai, this heated debate of what shot in the Ramban, we'll see, it's going to be two Gedolim who argued on what shot in this Ramban is. Is it like you guys or like you guys? And I'll tell you, momentarily, I'll tell you who holds what. You want to know? You want to know? Within the Ramban? Within the Ramban, you want to know who holds what? You want to know? One second. The machlok is between the Chazon Ish and the Chofetz Chaim. What pshat in the Ramban is? Well, we're going to see it inside, but I don't want to see it yet. We'll get to who holds what. What?
What do you think?
Right. Chofetz Chaim holds like Selga, Einhorn, that Achila means just the Shas Achila. Within the Ramban. And the Chazon Ish, we'll see this inside. The Chazon Ish holds the pshat in the Ramban is only when you put it in your mouth and then you. Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish. But the Mishmur is also not such a big pilpul person either. Yeah. One second. We didn't say how we should pass. We just say what shot in Ramban. Then I'll show you. I didn't show it to you inside yet in the Chazon Ish and in the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha. I shouldn't really say in the Chofetz Chaim because the Chofetz Chaim didn't write all of Mishnah Berurah. Do you know that? He wrote a lot of it, but he delegated also. He said to his son, you do sim and this. And he said, son-in-law, you do sim and that. And then sometimes they took too long. He said, so I'll do it myself. You know, you take too long. I'll do it. That's why it says in the biography of the Chofetz Chaim that sometimes there's steers in the Mishnah Berurah. So the answer is, was they were written by different people. Certain parts were written by different people. So, therefore, he said, the reason why this, the son of the Chofetz Chaim wrote a biography of his father, he said, the reason why it's Sira is because my brother wrote this part, and my father wrote this part, and they passed them differently. And that's why this is Sira. Yeah, I guess he wrote a lot of it, and he was also the editor-in-chief. But I guess, you know, there were, I guess there was, you know, certain... I guess either he didn't want to. What? Yeah. Okay, now let me ask you another question. I want to show you another Rishon now. Then I will go inside and see the Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha inside, and the Chazon Ish inside, and see how they argued what shot in the Ramban. Okay? What about the Tshuvas HaRosh? On page 4, the Rosh.
Wait, don't look in the rush here. Say you have a drink. You have a drink. Okay? You have some soda. Okay? And then the soda, there's something there. That's not the, you know, pieces of whatever, you know. You don't want to eat those pieces, you know? Right? Pieces, you know, pieces. The Russians talk about bugs. I don't want to talk about bugs right now. You know, pieces. You know, little pieces, you know. At least you have oranges and you don't like those, you know, the pulps. You have pieces of pulp. So you don't want to, you don't want the pulp. So what do? On the lid of the cup of orange juice, you put a piece of cloth, and then you make a little, I don't know how you do exactly, a little hole, and with Mela, you'll drink it, and the cloth will stop the pieces from coming through, and then you'll drink the juice, and then the pieces will remain on the other side, so they won't come into your mouth. Okay? What do you think of that? Would you say Aser Mutter, totally the Machlokas Maria Bulafia and Maritatz? Sikhiv Skila? Hetil Lagamre? Avram?
In salt shakers, sometimes there's rice with the salt.
Right, right, and right. I don't want to get into the rice, that's a separate, that requires a whole discussion, which you're right. But so what do you want to say in my case?
It's the same case, isn't it?
So what's the deal?
The rice won't come out, so I mean, since we use it every, you know, it seems...
No, you're not...
I'm not bringing it as far, I'm just saying...
Yeah, right, right.
I've never been told I can't do it.
So. Right, okay. So there's always a first for everything, right? Ellie? You hear the question? You're drinking a liquid and you're using something that's filtering out the undesirable that shouldn't come into your mouth.
It's also directly into your mouth.
In other words, you're putting that thing on top of the cup, so when you drink, the liquid will come into your mouth through the little hole, but the pieces will get trapped in the cloth. It's worse, right? It's worse. Is this totally the machlokas Maritatz and Maria Balafia?
No.
Yeah, Ellie Clapper?
Yeah.
What? It's not Bia, like he said. Gersh?
Would it be like the case of the
Nap of Kavr is a Chiv Chat. Kina and Tamkut.
It's not designed. It falls in the garden.
So maybe it'll be an issue of the Rabban in the same. Yeah, you're a colleague, right? So how does that work?
You turn the top.
And that stops. What does it stop? What does it accomplish? It stops the pulp from coming out. Stops the ice. Ice. Okay, we'll see in a second. Steve?
If we're saying that the Shas Mekhila Mamash isn't considered for at all, so you should be allowed to use the complete.
So you're saying this is totally the Machlokes, the Maria Balafia, and according to the Maria Balafia,
it's not considered for, so you should be,
and according to Maritatz, so some of you want to say it's totally not Machlokes, some of you want to say that it's Aser. So let's see the Russian side. Says the Rosh. V'shishal t'mayim sheish mehem toloim. So I don't want to give that as an example, but the example he gives is water that has some type of bugs in it. Yeah. Can you drink them using a cloth? In other words, you're going to put the cloth on the cup. Mi havi ki borer o mishamer. Is that considered like borer or mishamer? Meaning, and it's also or not. So says the Rosh, mutter, who lishtos. It's mutter to do that. Listen, guys, it's mutter, says the Rosh. Rav Shrechta says it's mutter. Lo shayach borer mishamer, ela b'mesakein ha'inyan kodem achilu. That borer is only preparation before the achilu. While you're drinking, right, you're drinking from a cup that has the cloth on it. Ma'akev hapsolas. While you're drinking, the cloth is stopping the bugs or the undesirables from coming into your mouth. Shalo yikanes hatachbiv. That is not the malacha of Bayra. So the Rosh says, well, mutter.
I assume the cloth was on the top of the cup.
So when you
drink, so the water comes through, but not the bugs. So while you're drinking, the water's coming into your mouth, and the bugs are staying on the other side of the cloth. It's in the cup. And he says that's mutter. Now, let me
look at my two friends here.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that you could say that maybe you want to say the Chandra Rabbah is a Rabbah? Doesn't mean that's the Rosh. But what do you want to say the Rosh? Well, you want to admit that the Rosh is against you? Well, you want to say that the Rosh maybe is not in it. In other words, how do you want to deal with the Rosh? You want to have a meeting? You want to convene with the I guess the Rosh is saying something that we're saying. That doesn't take away from the fact that the Rosh is Rabban.
Right. You can stay with the Rabban.
The Rosh is saying against the Rabban, not saying against us.
Right.
You have your score, and you think the Rabban says it, but you're willing to admit that what?
That what the Rosh is saying is.
So let me ask you a question. What is the Rosh? If I find something on my plate that I don't like, can I?
Where's the Rosh?
Yeah. No. I don't think for that part. The Rosh necessarily says you have that token and you want to pour it from another token and drink from that cup. I don't know if you necessarily say you can do that. So when you have that filter, if you said one line, just drink me right away, pour it into another cup.
Then call it kiss with me.
And you drink it. Like a Brita.
A Brita.
Like a filter. First you filter, and then you drink
it. You Brita in the. And you pour it into the cup.
And then you pour it into the cup.
And then you drink from the cup.
That's not the Rosh.
He didn't say that.
But he didn't say that.
I'm going to say that, please.
While you're eating. So you're saying that these guys don't have to be chosen for?
No.
And that Rosh also holds. all fight around.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can't. There's all the shots that heal them out. Find the bug in your soup. You can't just take the bug out of the soup and then drink the soup.
No.
Russia's only talking about liquids, also talking about food.
That's the case,
though.
What do you stole in the rush?
He's saying that's the nature, like, these are the analysis. The preparatory will walk on board, but the case ain't bringing that. It's not. He's just saying that this is by a foolish kid that is preparing the.
It's hard to have peace and solid where you're in it.
Why every life? That'd be different. So many differences by walking by lifting the
sour. One sec. So you guys want to send your shita, and it's only, and Rush would agree?
We like it.
Yeah, how are they saying the Rush is happy?
That's what they want to say, that the Rush is only talking. While you're drinking, that's when the bar is happy, just like while you're eating. But to do it, well, just when it's on your plate, even though you're in the middle of eating, that he would not.
What about the line that he says that, like Rabbi said, Borer is only the preparation?
Right, that's called preparation. I'm saying that's called preparation. Whereas before every pipe, that's also preparation. Wait, or no. Or preparation is only before the meal.
So zel lashon hara. Let's start from the beginning again. Habar psoles gulei zel lashon hara. Rambam haydafil la'alter la'chazman afiloch. Yeshu stopping. Okay, first wide line. Yeshu stopping. Im shem bor munach dafkik shebor mikodem umechin lechol la'alter. Is borer only if you do it beforehand? Aval be'esachi l'gufa shochas biyado. As long as it's in your hand. Then you can even take it from the fork and take the psolus away and then put it in your mouth. Maybe there's no difference. Right, you can't take if you have a your cup of tea, you have a bug there, you can't take it out. There might be some other way to take it out, maybe by taking some water with it. We'll have a whole packet on that. Okay, Yishma gam kitzas mashke imo. Mati gam kitam lachi agil kama. Because of Birka Yosef, the stima is a poskin shaloch hilk, but the mash mitzos toch ochel, feel bom is a chayef. And Birka Yosef says, Pashto says that it's osa, even b'shas achilu. He says, we know si bas svarim. He says, I looked in the svarim, the Bir Halacha is saying, u'matzasi shaharishonim pligi b'svarizu. He says that the Rishonim are arguing about this very machlokes that we said that the Achronim have between the Mari Abu Lafia and the Mari Tatz. The Rishonim are arguing. The Chidush HaRambam. So again, you had a big machlokes, guys. What the Chidush HaRambam said, right? So he says Chidush HaRambam Mucha Kedivrei Mari Abu Lafia. Oh, Dolphin. You see? He says that from Chidush HaRamban is Muchach, like the Mari Abu Lafia, like you, that as long as it's B'shas Achila, even before it's in your mouth, you can take the psalms from the Och. Tzeh Lashon HaRamban B'Likut Amal Shabbos Taf Ayidal Tzeh Ramas Chimut Perish Misvarka Asav Rav Shein Derech Breyer B'Kach Al ka'ochel matzah psolus bechaticha, shu ochel mafis psolus v'tocha ochel, hu shemuta. Harei the Ramban nakod zel milsa tepshita zel lav derech breyer. Rav Yosef the Polish shamal rabba hu rag mitamachen kmo shekosav sham behedya. So the zel Ramban hetik am gan ritva b'chidusha. So he says the Ramban is muchach like the Mari Abu Lafia. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Omnam, however, midivrei harash from the rush, b'tshuva muhudak dvar b'shulchanach l'kaman sivte zayin mashu istrile kamaritatz b'lohiti yisham b'mayim sheish b'em toloi musanei l'toch piv v'mam yitam d'mashem akim b'shashtia. The rush only matir b'shashtia as a psal choli kodesh l'toch piv. Ain't the main malacha mutter? That's a lot of the shayshem brayer. Mashemakim lepiv. How come we're stabbed with shashtiya goof? The Rosh doesn't say that since it's shashtiya in general. It says because as you're drinking, elavad israel kemaritatz loshno. I'm not sure it's Lashon here. The Lashon Akeb Shashtia, it's a psalm of Loikonis Lotov Piv. Ain't the main melacha. It's from Loshashim Brain Rashom Akeb Al Yidei Piv. How was he understanding what was going on there? Now, how are you causing the psalmist not to come in? What do you mean Al Yidei Piv?
Yeah, right.
With his teeth?
Or maybe you're putting a cloth like in your mouth.
What's the case? What do you mean only they peeve? I thought you're doing it with the mapa. What do you mean only they peeve? Well, He's saying the rush doesn't mean that anything b'shashti is mutter, only while you're drinking. That's what he means. What's piv? What does piv mean? But the rush is not talking about that case. Why is he saying the Rosh is talking? Is the Rosh talking about a mapa case? That's why I didn't totally understand what the Chofetz Chaim was saying over here. That the Rosh is talking about the Ma'akev Al Yidei Piv. He doesn't say Shashtia, only Ma'akev Al Yidei Piv.
Maybe the
filters in his mouth.
Going into his mouth.
It's
what
moment?
What
moment?
It just turns the cup upside down and
the
boils.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but Mishtashtia means Mamishtashtia. So, the Chofetz Chaim claims that this Machlokis Achroinim is the Machlokis between the Ramban and the Rosh. That the Ramban would be Makel and the Rosh would be Mach. The Atlas one to say that no. And to help out Goldstein and Kirshner, that no, that everyone would agree that even the Ramban agrees, right? Yeah.
Try a usual bar that trying to be shown by saying that maybe possibly the way you do both. And what I mean by that, saying that up until you take that first bite. Up until that first bite, everything up until then is preparatory, it's prepared. But once you take that first bite, then I mean, you go according to Ben where you can actually spit it out. But after that first bite, now it's considered chas achila. And everything's on the plate.
Excellent. Ooh. We're going to say, wait 10 minutes, okay? You're 10 minutes ahead. Wait 10 minutes, okay? Well, Rav Sofron wanted to say a different idea. Whereas before you started eating, to take a thing out of your soup, no. But once you started eating, so and then you see something in the middle of your eating, that maybe that should be mutter. Whereas we wanted to say that Maria Balafia permits, once you sat down to eat, and you're eating even before you started eating. And the others want to say, no, only if you're mamish, have it in your mouth. He wants to say, no, once you start eating, even if it's not in your mouth, you can still take it out. Rabbi Berger claims that the Shrisas HaShabbos says like you. We'll get to it. Let's see the Chazon Ish, 1 second, okay? 1 second. So he says, now he's going to argue with the Mishnah Berurah, with the Bir Halacha, about the Pshat and the Ramban. Right? The Bir Halacha claimed the Ramban is what? Like Selengot, right? Right? Goldstein, Kirshner? Like Selengot. He says, no. Look in the arrow. In the middle of the line. I didn't know the Gam Chatiche should know the Latok Piv. Also, Levara, the Lamatzinu Chiluk ben Chatiche Gdol Lektan ben La'alto Shereg La'alto Shoshah. That's what you said, Jacob. We don't find the difference between La'alto of a second, a rega, or a minute, and La'alto of a shah. There's no such thing. Anything beforehand is still La'alto. You can have an alter of an hour that's mutter, if that's what it takes to prepare. And a second before, it's also La'alto. But no din of super La'alto. That's La'alto. Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha Pirish Das Ramban that filo chaticha she'ochas biyado la'ochla butol varim ben apsolus. He quotes that the Ramban says that if you have a chaticha in your hand and before you put it in your mouth, you can take away the psolus. The lo nirakein. He doesn't like it. In Kane, a few years for Khatik of Souls Harbe, the Kovay Atzma Labora, Mutter, Mechem Psychol and the Zemutter. Who said? Mishnah Berurah Mokhich, that Rosh Poling al Ramban. And he claims that the Rosh argues with the Ramban. Me, the other time, Mishos and Mayim, Shish Mem Toloid, Dech Mapa, Denal Zeshim Borer. Mashmal Davagam, the Osek Bishti, Yes, Bezemishim Borer. Who Mashmal, the Perish Divir and Banach, but Ochis Kos Lishnos Mutter Livrom Medu. Whereas he says, according to Ramban, you can even take the bugs out before you put it into your mouth. If you see the bug there, take it out. which he says the Ramban is arguing with the Rosh. He holds, right, because he holds like the Mishnah Berurah claims that the Ramban holds like the Maria Abulafia. So he says, Zevadai Dover Tema. To say that the Ramban would permit something before it's to your mouth, he thinks is not correct. He thinks it's not correct. What? No. No. He says it's Dvar Teima to say that that's Pshat in the Ramban. He says the Ramban, and I skipped the beginning. Go further. I apologize. You have to see the part at the beginning. Look at the last word on the line is on the 3, 4, 5th line, the Avi Kamatza. You see the Avi Kamatza? Because of Ramban, the Avi Kamatza Psolas, Pachaticha, Chu Ochel, Shanota Zapusumutum, Kenu Beloshan Aritva. The Nira de Kavanosum, Shat in the Ramban, Shemoti Mipima Tsurosh and Pachaticha, the Tam had the came to Shir Muat Lochal of Shem Borer. Hainu Davkim. I'm sorry. Vinerga was Shemotzi mi piv. See, that's the case. What you fellas said in the Ramban that you ate it like Rav Shrechter. You ate it and you took it out of your mouth. That's what the Ramban is talking about, but not beforehand. No, so he'll claim that no, there's no machlokes. What was the Rosh of the Ramban? I mean, maybe Rosh is a slight one. As long as you have it, it's not a thing coming in your mouth yet, right? So there is a possibility that the Ramban could argue with the Rosh's one extra, but certainly not when it's still on your plate. That's regular alter. A regular alter, if you don't hold like the Sefer HaMachria, it means you have to take the uncle from the psalms. Not the psalms of the uncle. Yeah. This whole discussion, is this a Nisidaraisa or this a Rabbanan? Most probably only this is the Rabbanan, because it's not with the Napo Kvara. So, right? This whole machlokes, if you hold like the Maria Ablavi, you hold like the Maritas, the Kvara is only on the Rabbanan level. No one did it.
I mean, you don't have to be sure anyway.
Right?
It's not sure anyway, it's not
okay. Yeah, okay, but even without that, even if it would be Kikogad, it's not with a Kli Ha'asui Labora, it's not with an Apo Kvara. So what do you say, Rav Moshe? So let's look at the Shvisa Shabbos now. So Aryeh Sofer is now going to show you. Look on the bottom line, on the right side of page 6, the bottom line, in the in the bottom, you know, in the small, in the Berachovos. First word in the line is Chatos. Where Chatos is the bottom line on the right. See it? Aryeh? Ella? The Kavodas HaRamban Zal. Now he wants to say that as we saw the Bir Allah is shot in the Ramban. We saw what? The Chazanish is shot in the Ramban. Now we're going to see the Shrisa Shab is shot in the Ramban. Well, there's Perish on the Shura. You have to see who, if he wrote the same. Okay. The Kavodas HaRamban Zal, the Ramaski Mutter, Shekhar Achal Mehachaticha. You already ate a little bit. But it's in the middle of your eating. You already ate a piece, and then you found. But it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have it in your mouth and spit it out. But before you started eating, not like the Bir Halacha says that the Ramban will permit that. That he wouldn't permit. But to go as far as to say that you have to say like the Chazon Ish, that it's only once you put it in your mouth, he doesn't think you have to say either. So he's the centrist view, like your opinion. I call Lashon Sefer Pnei Aryeh Hachai. Oh, Aryeh. It's the Sefer Pnei Aryeh Hachai. Pnei Aryeh Hachai. I don't think I found the original Sefer Pnei Aryeh Hachai when I was making the pack. I think I was looking for the Sefer Pnei Aryeh Hachai. I don't think I found it. That's why I just zeroed it from here. You have to forgive me that I didn't find the original Sefer Pnei Aryeh Hachai. But we have the real Pnei Aryeh Hachai here, so. So that's your namesake, Pnei Aryeh Hachai. Umadna Kaparim Gamal Dvarzal Smach and Basham Sina Matsomas. So when you're eating your chicken, you're eating your fish, so you started eating the fish, but then you see bones, so then you can take the bones out. You don't have to put it in your mouth. You don't have to put the bone in your mouth and spit it out. You don't have to do that. When you start eating, you can't say,
where there's a concept of the Shasakhila on the shield, but before eating the Shasakhila. And is there a Machlokes Rishonim? In parallel, there was Machlokes Achorim, but maybe not. Maybe all Rishonim that you said, the whole life of the Maradats. What do you say? Maybe we'll need Rishonim, the whole life of Maria Blanca.
Right? Bakara,
you can file the Rishonim either way, depending upon how you learn it. You can say anyone holds like the Maria Balakia. The Shashia means, or you can say they all hold like the Maria Das. Or you can say like the Chabtzai says, the argument. In other words, I'm saying, you can say the Russian Ramban are both like the Maria Balakia. Or you can say the Russian Ramban are both like the Maria Das. Or you can say, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that the Rosh is like the Mari Das, the Ramban is like the Mari Shabbalah. So look. See, if each of them would have added a couple of more lines, right?
But the life would be boring.
Right, life would be bored. Ew, Kirsch, help us at this point. What do you say? He has to suffer. He's the...
First have to take a bite.
First have to take a bite.
Then we can play a ball.
Then we can take a ball.
If you get a little soup and you see anyone like in the ball, there's a bug, whatever.
Just, you know, take a spoon from the other side and then take a
right.
Then get around it.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, this though, like, you can take a bite and then, like, wait an hour.
match. That's the. That's the.
What do you mean, take a bite away?
It's like,
you have to be really in the meal. I mean, you can't say, okay, I'm really, no one's here yet, and I just want to be, you know, Borer.
Like, say, this is starting my meal.
But once you're truly starting your meal, so then that's when this discussion begins. Do we say that, hey, you're about to eat the soup, but you see something you don't like, so just, could you scoop it out? You see a pit. A pit in the soup. So could you just scoop up that pit and throw it out? Or you have to take this thing and put it in your mouth? And then spit it out? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Albert is saying unbelievable. I have a whole packet about what you just said. Albert's asking a question. The example I gave is a pit in the soup. Who says that's Bor B'chlal? Maybe that's not a Taruvus. Whereas we're having a discussion, is it Mutter Psolas? We talk Ochel B'shas Achila. We have all these shitas. But before you get to that, there's nothing to talk about if there's no Taruvus. So Albert says, who says that's a Taruvus? So there's a whole packet about this. Two packets. And one, you were the impetus of one of them. And also, we're just getting our feet wet. Right, Albert? In other words, you need a taruvus. Maybe it's not a taruvus. If it's not a taruvus, then everything is mutter. So we'll see. We'll see. So some want to say that maybe you could mitzaref. In other words, even though it's not, we're not sure if we pass the Maria Balafia, but if you put the Tosas rib together with the Maria Balafia, maybe you can make it cooler. Because according to the Tosas rib, even Supala out there is Mutter Psalms with Tocha Ocho. So maybe L'chol HaPochos, when it's Olal Mamish, you should at least be able to be sober on the Tosas rib. Because the Tosas Rid would permit souls to talk Ocho even an hour before. So, Lemaisa Rabosai, I would say like this. That, you know, it's a shayla of, I don't know, it could even be a shayla of the rice, we'll see. So, like, unless there's a real tzorach to do it, why get involved in this, you know. But if you see someone else doing it, you can't say they're doing wrong. Because they have the Maria Balafia. And it could be that all the Rishonim agree to the Maria Balafia. Could be not. But certainly, you know, try to avoid the situation. But if you're maybe B'Shas Adchak, you're real B'Shas Adchak situation. What? It's a habit or something like that. I don't know. What would be a situation? What would be a situation of the Shas Adchak to rely on the Maria Balafia? What, for a baby? For a baby, maybe. Baby? You want to give the baby something? Or you want to take out something from the thing?
The oranges, all from the oranges?
It's going to be a subconscious. You can't serve a baby.
Right, so then they don't serve it at all. Say, no. Take out the pits. So that's a shot of that. You
you don't have all the food there to give him, he wasn't hungry, you want to give him something. So then you call your kidney live to take out the...
Then you have a bore of a shasakila.
The shasakatsan area is also a mess in the whole yom.
Right, so we'll see about that.
But yeah, most people.
Well, that's how we were taught in camp, right? Everyone was taught in camp when they went to camp for the first time.
You learned a lot.
Let's get fun, I'll tell you.
So,
because
he didn't eat fish on Shabbos, he's a double name of
the party of the Lapa? That might be a Shabbos factor, that might be
dangerous. Well, how do they eat fish?
Well, you know, like if they eat white fish, not kill the fish, white fish,
party. Yeah, right, so what do they do?
Oh, so they can take out the ball.
Yeah, they do. They follow the Maria Balafia. Hasidim follow Maria Balafia. So if you're in this...
This meat that's on the phone.
Right. So it's maybe if you're at somebody's house, right, and they serve you whitefish. So... So, and, you know... So I don't know if you're mechuyev to put the bones in your mouth and spit them, you know what I mean? You know? Maybe that's also a type of shots I've got. In our house, we serve full fish anyway. Okay, Rabosai, there's a little bit more left in this packet. I think there's a very important interview we did today, okay? I want you to chazer it over and come tomorrow morning, discuss it with Rabbi Berger, discuss it, the falpa with it, and we'll talk more.